RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
And by the Thetford Corporation. The industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com. And by Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter. Let Camp Cabela's help get you ready for your next great camping adventure at Cabela's.com.
Everyone, welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our adventures at RVFamilyTravelAtlas.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are saying hello to our new Jayco Octane Superlight toy hauler that will be taking us on our future RV adventures.
We will talk about why we decided to go with the toy hauler, how we decided on our model, and what special features we added to the package. Plus, we interview Brent Hamoud, product designer for the entire Jayco toy hauler line.
You might think we lost our minds when we gave up our quad bunkhouse travel trailer, but we know that we are gearing up for our next chapter of adventure. You are listening to episode number 121. Say hello to the Jayco Octane Superlight Toy Hauler.
Before we head into this week's feature topic, say hello to the Jayco Octane Superlight Toy Hauler. We have our news roundup, which is sponsored by our friends at Progressive Insurance.
Keep all your stuff protected with Personal Effects. With this optional coverage, they'll pay to replace damaged, lost, or stolen personal items in and around your RV. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info.
So, Stephanie, RV show season is heading into full swing, and there's a great one happening in Texas right around the corner. It's the South Texas RV Super Sale. It's January 5th through 8th, and it's at the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas. Now, we have a lot of listeners in Texas.
Yes,
hello
we do.
To our Texas listeners. Oh, actually, we get a lot of letters from Texas, a lot of emails.
They're friendly folks.
There's just somebody on our forum from Texas just the other day. Now, why should our Texas listeners head to this Super Sale?
Well, it definitely has a huge variety of units, and they really emphasize that. They're saying that, like, it's funny, even in, we're speaking of toy haulers on this show, online and in the promotion and the press release, they were actually talking about the fact that they were having a lot of toy haulers at this show. So it really is like a wide variety, fifth wheels, travel trailers, motorized, everything.
I see those Texas people as being into their toys.
Yeah, we know that. We know that it's more popular, definitely out west. It's becoming more popular now in the east. But they also have daily seminars there. And we really think that RV shows that offer those daily seminars give a little extra bang for your buck. You can get some education while you're there. And we really like that. So
yeah, adults are $12. Mm-hmm. Children 13 and under are free. And if it's free, it's for me. It's cash only at the door. It's $8 for active duty and retired military personnel, police, fire, and first responders, which is a nice discount for them. And there's free parking. And there's a $2 off coupon available online. And we are going to link to that in the show notes.
Yeah, because then it's not $12. It's $10. There you go. Got a little bonus.
$2. You can get a Snapple.
I guess, maybe, right? Or
absolutely,
Snapple's under $2.
Now, right. The Florida RV Super Show is also coming up soon. It's the 32nd year of this great show. It's January 18th to 22nd at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa, Florida. We are going to be there. We're going to be there recording some special podcasts, and we're going to be meeting some podcast listeners and hanging out and checking out all those RVs.
Yeah, so we definitely would love to see you there because we're going to be there. But then there's also a lot of other great reasons to go, right? Because they too have the daily seminars. But this super show also has 450 vendors. So this has more of that shopping, you know, capacity than a lot of RV shows. So if you're those people that like to go and look at like the lights and the decorations and the grill, you know, pans and everything, that stuff is there.
Also, this show brings the bling like no RV show I've ever been to. You know, it's in Tampa. It's in Florida. There's a lot of snowbirds down there. So if you want to see million-dollar Class A's, this is a show where you can go to.
Yeah, they have an entire like building that has like the really fancy RVs. And they do. They have like the red carpet leading up to it. And they like you have to take off your shoes to go in.
Yeah, there's lots of there's lots of great entertainment there too. As Stephanie mentioned, there's live music. There's Theodore Roosevelt impersonators. All kinds of quirky fun.
All right. It's $10 a ticket. Kids 16 and under are free. But remember, the admission ticket is good for two-day entry. So that's really nice. You can bring your dog as long as
it's mild-tempered.
Mild-tempered. That's what it says on the website. Mild-tempered and on a leash. Okay. You can't camp anymore with the hookups at the Super Rally. That's sold out. But you can dry camp on site at the fairgrounds for $20 a night. You just show up. You can't reserve that. You just show up and they'll park your rig and you'll dry camp there. So you can do that.
So you want to visit their website for more information. Now, what if your dog's like beyond mild tempered and it's like lackadaisical? Another big show coming up, the Atlantic City RV Show, February 17th to 19th. And we are going to be there giving seminars. We are the entertainment for the Atlantic City RV
There's
Show.
There's nothing else, right? There's not even a balloon
it's
guy.
Us all day long, every day. So it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday show. It's February 17th, 18th, and 19th. So on Friday, we're going to be giving four seminars at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. Saturday, we're going at 11, 1, 3, and 5. And two more on Sunday at 12 and 2. And we're going to be rotating three seminars that we are working on as we speak. 12 Reasons RV Vacations Are Better, kind of a newbie seminar. Which RV is Right for Me, which we're really excited to develop that one. And 10 Amazing Campgrounds in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So once you buy that RV, we're going to tell you where to take it.
Yeah, or we'll show you where you can go so to convince you to buy that RV.
Well, buy an RV because there's awesome places to go. When we bought our RV, we had no clue what the campgrounds were like in our region. So we're going to help people with that.
Yeah, so that's all of our RV show info. We figure we're going into RV show season, our news roundup. We had to give you all the RV show information. So that's a wrap, folks.
Listen, this show's historic. It's about our new Jayco Octane Superlight 272. So let's take a quick break, come back, and dive right in. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for our first big segment on our Jayco Octane Superlight 272 toy hauler. But first, a sponsored message from our friends at the Thetford Corporation.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. So when you select a Norcold refrigerator, you are choosing a product that will provide years of trouble-free use.
And we can personally testify to the Norcold experience.
We talked about that last
week. We're trading in our Whitehawk in the process as we speak, okay? And it's had a Norcold refrigerator, and it is never broken, never had a problem. Always kept the food nice and cold.
Yeah, and so now we have a Norcold refrigerator in the toy hauler too. So we're going to get a fresher, updated model, right? The newer thing, bling bling, and we'll see and we'll test that one.
The
we'll
newer give thing, you the bling bling. Bling.
We're not really blingy. That's as blingy as we get.
And the new toy hauler has the Sanicon Turbo, which helps you evacuate the black stuff.
Is that what we're calling now evacuation?
It's an evacuation tool.
Yeah.
So it powers it out.
I kind of put myself in a little bit of a jam when I told Andy that I would empty our
Stephanie's going to have to go back there and use the Sanicon Turbo.
I am.
Now, the Sanicon Turbo, I think, is good for the gray and the black. I think it flushes both out, but we haven't used it yet.
Well, we don't know, but we are going to learn. And all of our listeners will hear. So not only will we review it in the future, but we will also maybe like do some demos, like maybe a little video
Instagram story
or whatever. Yeah, so people
we'll do
can
a Facebook
say.
Live right from the black tank.
You know, Andy,
oh, my God, I love that idea.
Andy mentioned that like part of their driving mission is to really take sort of that most dreaded job of RVing and make it a more pleasant experience, which I've kind of never really thought of somebody out there thinking about that. So I kind of felt like...
that's what Andy does.
Right. So I kind of felt like when he said that, I was like, well, it is the most dreaded job that I refuse to do. So what else is a better test of whether they're succeeding at that?
I dread hitching up more than I dread flushing the black tank. I've never been this, like, I dread the black tank kind of guy. It's like a little break. I get to go back there with a cup of coffee.
Ew. Oh, my God. Now we're going to get more emails, because not only are we still getting emails about the gloves.
Oh, I'll be wearing an astronaut suit back there. Don't worry about it.
All right. So not only are we going to get more emails about the gloves now, but, like, the people are picturing you drinking coffee while you, like, empty the tanks. Now people are freaking out.
Listen, to find out more about any of Thetford's products, visit Thetford.com. All right, let's talk toy hauler, Stephanie.
Yeah, let's.
Now, just over a year ago, if you had said your next RV is going to be a toy hauler, I probably would have laughed in your face. So let me ask you, how did that change so suddenly for us that we became so hot on toy haulers just about a year ago?
Yeah, it was. So some of our longtime listeners will remember that we did a show in our pros and cons series. It was in December of last year with Mike Applin, who at the time was in charge of the toy hauler line at Jayco. So I did an interview at Louisville with him, and we did the show Pros and Cons of a Toy Hauler, and it was really us just exploring something that we saw within the industry was growing in popularity.
But Mike started to sell us a little bit, didn't he?
Well, he is, I'm telling you, he's Mr. Toy Hauler. He's not in the toy hauler line anymore. Now he is in a different position at Jayco. But he really believed in his product. And as he's talking to me about it, I did start to think, like, it was like he brainwashed me. I was like, yeah, of course everybody needs
powerful
a toy
magic from Applin.
So, but it was also the, you know, it's not just words, it's the product that speaks for itself. So we have the opportunity to be in a lot of RVs. We do a lot of RV shows, we go to a lot of events. So we are in RVs all the time.
So last winter when we went to the Florida Super Show, we said, hey, let's check out some toy haulers, because we had done the toy hauler episode. And so we walked into, I think it was the first Jayco Octane, the T30F. We walked into that toy hauler. Both of us were like, oh, my God, this is wonderful. And not necessarily for the reasons you might think. I think initially it was about the taller ceilings, more light, more windows, more open convertible space.
We have an open floor plan at home, and it really works for our family. It's one of the reasons why we bought this house in particular. And it's funny because we moved into this house about 3 years ago. And when we were shopping for it, you know, everybody jokes about how you always have to give something up in a house hunt, right? Like, you have your list and something's got to give. Well, this house in particular had the living space that we wanted. It had the size that we wanted, but the bedrooms were small. And ultimately, at the end of the day, as a family, we looked at each other and we said, you know what? If we're going to give anything up, we want to give up size in the bedrooms. We'd rather have great living space. So I feel like that operating philosophy of our family transferred when we walked into that toy hauler.
Yeah, and this is one of those toy haulers that's really two rooms. It's the master bedroom, and then the kitchen and the living room are all sort of one big open loft space. And that's the type of toy hauler we fell in love with. I mean, some people like those three-room toy haulers because they want the toys in that back room so you can't smell the gas, or just the privacy of the back room.
Yeah.
We never fell in love with those three-room toy haulers, but that two-room toy hauler with the open convertible space. And you have always hated the dinette tables in RVs and how much room they take up. And I think you really loved how in these toy haulers, you could so easily remove the dinette tables and just kind of have loungy seating areas.
Yeah, they're all so flexible that way. Across the board, they offer seating that isn't like trapped as a dinette or trapped as a sofa, right? Because even the sofas you can flip up and like put up to the side if they're in your way. And there's options. You can have the sofa, you can have the captain's chair. So it's just everything about the toy hauler really speaks to my just desire for like more living space and living space that we can change according to our needs. So when we were in the T30F, I got starry-eyed.
the kitchen.
The kitchen was fantastic. It had this L-shaped counter. It was beautiful.
On a slide.
Yeah.
So it's an L-shaped counter, and then there's a slide there as well. So it's a really spacious, lovely kitchen. If you really want a nice kitchen, check out the Jayco T30F.
And big bathroom right behind the kitchen. You could sit there chopping, like making a meal, and look directly out the back. And I could just picture being at a beautiful campground and just having that screen down at the back and looking out as I was sitting there in the kitchen, and I just thought, this is exactly what I want.
So I think that was the second thing we fell in love with, was that retractable screen door that mm-hmm. toy haulers have, where you can be sitting in that lofty convertible space with all kinds of fun loungy seating and have that retractable screen down and be looking out at the mountains, looking out at the ocean, you know, where the back of most travel trailers is kind of dark and it's like the kid's bedroom or whatever.
Right.
You're not seeing at all what's behind you, which is often something beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
And also because it's more like boxy and open, the windows are able to be bigger as well. So you have these big windows on the sides, and it just, the difference in how much light came in and how much space I felt like, we know that the ceiling's taller. So the whole thing felt to me so open and airy compared to what we had.
Now that toy hauler we did love, but one of the things that matters so much to us is that each of our kids has a permanent bed, and that toy hauler didn't have that. I mean, we would have been putting down the couches for the kids every night. So actually, Mike Applin was at that RV show, and we started talking toy haulers with him, and we said, hey, I mean, we want a toy hauler with bunks. And he said, well, I've got one for you.
Yeah,
he did. It wasn't there, but they had designed a floor plan. And he said, I've got one with two bunk beds in the kitchen. And I almost kind of laughed, like,
yeah.
Bunk beds in the kitchen. Like, oh, yeah, that sounds great, Mike. You know, not for me.
Right.
That was my initial response. Like,
and I think that that's the initial response of most people when they hear us describe it.
Oh, on Instagram, I linked to the 360 tour, okay, which we'll talk about again in a second. And somebody said, why did they put the bunks in the kitchen? And that was my initial response.
Right. Okay. So So we'll get into that more when we talk about, you know, the actual floor plan that we chose. But, you know, the bottom line is that we really were starstruck by one toy hauler. Okay. And part of us was ready to just say, and I'm sure some of our listeners have experienced this, so I really want to make this point right now. You know, part of us was ready to just say, you know what, let's throw off what we know about our family, being that we love designated, you know, beds, and that we wanted to stay light, because this is not the super light. This is a heavier, bigger trailer.
Yeah, that one we fell in love with, the T30F, was definitely heavier, probably not half-ton towable at all.
No, it wasn't, because I think it's like 9,000 pounds,
yeah,
so we would have had to go up. So, you know, we were almost like saying, like, oh, no, we could do it because the bed, the big bunk is so big and blah, blah, blah. And we had to step away from the equation. We had to say, stop. Just because you like something at the RV show, or just because you like to stand inside of it, doesn't mean that you throw away all the accumulated wisdom that you've gained from being on the road for hundreds of nights with your kids. So we really had to say, no, that's not us, even though it feels so nice when we're in it. And we said, we need the designated beds, and we also want to stay lightweight and not too much bigger.
We suddenly became interested in seeing that floor plan, the Jayco Octane Superlight 272 that Mike Applin recommended, but we couldn't find it anywhere. No one had it for us to actually step into and look at, but we became more and more intrigued by it because it had the permanent beds, because it was half-ton towable.
Yeah, we definitely went on a hunt because we used the 360 tool that we have the link in the show notes to it that you can go to while we're in this episode. But we used that tool more and more. We were looking at it. We were looking at pictures online. We saw some walkthroughs on YouTube, and we were like really intrigued by this. Now, you know, let's get over the bunks in the kitchen thing right now, because I know a lot of people react to that, and we did too. But when you actually consider bunks in the kitchen, that's no different than any travel trailer that doesn't have a separate bunkhouse. Bunks are right there. They're right there. Okay. So in the typical double over double bunk travel trailer, like a J Flight or something, right? Okay, they're not right next to the kitchen, but they're a couple feet away. I mean, it's
not like it's a separate room. And you made a great point, too. So many Class C's and Class A's that have bunk beds, they're not in a separate room. I mean, if you get a $500,000 Class A with bunk beds, those bunk beds are just going to be
They're in a hallway.
Yeah, they're in the hallway or in a living room area. So yeah, they're part of an open space.
In the Class Cs with the bunk beds, oftentimes those bunk beds are actually right next to the kitchen.
Or right next to the bathroom.
Yeah, or right across from the bathroom. Exactly. Like, they're right there next to something. And then, of course, in the Class Cs also, with the cab over bed, the bed's right there in the middle of the living space, right? So the question isn't where the bunks are. The question is, are you okay with having beds that are not in a separate room? And we've gotten to the point now with our kids having gotten a little older that we're fine with them just going to bed. They just go to bed. It's not a big deal. It's not like when they're babies and you're like shutting down, you know, the hatches and everything. We don't care about that. They can just go into their beds and be fine. We want the separate room now. We want the bigger bedroom, more privacy. That's the shift that we've had in our family. And it's really not a big deal to us. I'm not cooking when the boys are sleeping. Nobody's using the kitchen when the boys are in bed.
Yeah. So look, we finally did get to see a walkthrough, and thank you to Joshua Winters mm-hmm. at Haylet for basically buying one of those units, putting it on the lot, and doing a walkthrough so we could see it.
Yeah.
And then we went out to Haylet's this summer, and we finally got to step into one in August. And I feel like we were in it for 30 seconds, and we both looked at each other and said, this is exactly what we want.
Yeah, we were pretty convinced of it, but then we knew we had to be in it. We knew we'd never make a decision without being in it. And we had done so much research and preparation. We walked in, and it was better than we even expected. It feels that way.
We were giving up some things too.
Right. So what are we giving up?
By moving into the Jayco Octane Superlight line, as opposed to getting a Jayco Octane, there's no onboard generator, which that was a little bit of a blow for me. I did want an onboard generator. That's not an option here. But I kind of got over that because there's a space to put a generator right behind the propane tanks, right?
And our argument, we had to sit down, talk about that option. And the final decision was that you don't make a decision about an entire trailer based on something that you will use occasionally.
Yeah, we're going to be camping mostly with full hookups, and off-the-grid camping is something we want to do, but it's not going to take up the majority of our time. Now, we also lost, and this was hard too, the party deck. So the Jayco Octanes have the party deck option where when you put down the garage door, it can become a deck that you can sit on. The Jayco Octane Superlights do not have that. So those were two things that were a little hard to give up. But then also, by staying in the Octane Superlight, we were staying half-ton towable, which we really, really wanted to do.
Yeah, so we're also losing the outdoor kitchen, and we'll see how that goes and how we adjust to that. We feel okay with it because we have the Cabela's outdoor kitchen, and we're just sort of excited about getting used to like setting that up and kind of using that more and everything. We have our ice maker and everything. So like we kind of feel like we'll be okay, but we'll report back on whether we really miss having that outdoor kitchen or not. I do think that we're going to have to adjust some of our habits without having that outdoor kitchen. What else are we going to have to adjust for? The slide. There's no slide, but that's we think we're okay with that. There feels like there's so much room
inside.
Toy
hauler is wider.
Yeah.
And the space is more open. And I've walked into the Octane 272 now like three or four times. I've never felt like there wasn't enough space. And then there is sort of this positive aspect about not having a slide. Slides can break. And when they break, they are expensive to fix.
Yeah.
Because they're motorized.
Or leak so, or this or that.
Yeah,
or
so it's just like one, it's sort no of problem, one less yeah. thing to worry about. And I feel kind of somewhat liberated by not having a big slide.
All right. There's not the large size outdoor storage compartments. So we're
there
already
is in the front. Right. There is in the front, but it's doesn't because it's a toy hauler. If you just think about a toy hauler, the whole back of it's a garage. There's not a large rear storage area, which I use to put in our camp chairs, our hoses, and all of that stuff.
All right, but we are gaining. All right, so that's the stuff that we're losing, but we're gaining master bedroom space, we're gaining bathroom space, and we're gaining toy storage. For us, that means bikes, kayaks, canoes, SUPs, that kind of a thing. We do not have to load all of that up into a regular travel trailer, like yelling at each other, banging into things.
I started to hate packing.
Right.
I hated packing
five bikes,
two kayaks. Yeah. It just really was driving me crazy. I did not want to buy expensive racks. bringing the kayaks into the travel trailer was banging things up. So being able to pack the toys so easily is an incredibly exciting and liberating feeling for me. I'm really pumped about having that garage.
Yeah. All right. So that was kind of all. I think that that really covers like our thought process in deciding not only to go with a toy hauler, but between going with the Octane and the Octane Super Light. We are not, I think that at the end of the day, we're not super fancy people. Like, we like convenience, we like comfort, but we also don't need a lot of like fancy stuff, right? It's like, you know, you get to a certain level, we're
in
good.
In a sense, this is a simple unit, in right. a certain sense, right? It doesn't come from the factory with the television in it, for
right,
instance.
Right.
But it's very practical, very functional. I think it's going to fit our family really well. So we're going to come back in a minute and tell you about all of the features that it does have, all the things about it that we are excited about.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two on our Jayco Octane Superlight 272. In this segment, we're going to go over the specific floor plan of the 272 and the features that we have that we love and some of the things that we think might be problematic that we need to deal with. But first, a sponsored message from our friends at Cabela's.
Cabela's is passionate about supporting families in the outdoors, and they have all the gear you need to make camping fun and comfortable. Some of the best moments of our lives are spent around a crackling campfire, sitting beside family and friends. Visit Cabela's.com and start making memories that will be treasured for generations. Cabela's is in your nature.
Had so much fun at the store.
Well, that's nice. We can maybe load up more Cabela's toys now that we have the toy hauler. Let's be honest.
Absolutely. I mean, we are gearing up at Cabela's for this toy hauler.
All right. Just a reminder that we do have a link to the 360 tool that's in the show notes, or you can just go to jayco.com and go to the toy hauler's product line, and you'll see it's like this little 360 button, and it's actually really cool because you can basically walk through the trailer.
Yeah. So you want to go to this floor plan. So you click on the Octane 272, and then you'll see the 360 button. And as we're talking about all the features inside the Octane, you can see them. So if you're at home with a laptop in front of you, I think that'd be a great way to listen to this show. So let's start with the features that we love about this toy hauler. For me, it starts with that garage door.
Yeah, and because we have that two-room model, the garage door opens up into the entire living space, and that just makes it feel like almost like a sunroom or a screen room or something like that. Whereas the ones that are three rooms, you know, they're big and beautiful and nice, but that back room is more closed off. So I feel like that two-room model really gives us the benefit of that garage.
And the combo of the garage door and the retractable screen door.
Yeah. So that's an option that we added on. And I do feel at this point like we should, you know, remind folks that when you're looking at pricing with toy haulers, it can be a little bit different. Like, so for example, you might see the same model and you might see a range of prices of like $13,000 or $15,000, you know, like from two different dealers. You might think, what's going on? You have to look at what that particular model has, because really, I feel like toy haulers are sold like almost more bare bones in a way.
Well, it does seem like there are more options available for toy haulers
because
you start to get into generators and things like that. Now, for instance, the retractable screen door, that's a $540 add-on. Now, to me, you have to get that. I mean, like, to have a toy hauler without the retractable screen door, I mean, it defeats the whole purpose of being able to use it as like that sunroom that
unless
you
mentioned. Unless you live in like magic land where there's no bugs. I don't know.
That place doesn't exist.
Well, that's why I called it magic.
It's called the winter. I did, you know, I have opened and closed that retractable screen door, and it's a very sturdy feeling. So that 1-2 punch starts to get me like very excited about having a toy hauler and being able to pack everything so easily just walking up that garage door.
All right. And now also the Happy Jack system, right? The Happy Jack system revolutionized toy haulers, and it's that double over double sort of bunk thing, but the top bunk can go all the way up to the ceiling. So and it can be made.
Says bunk. It's like a queen size bed.
Yeah. And it can still be made with bedding. So what we plan on doing is one child has already claimed that as his bed and it'll be made up. And then in the morning we will just zoom, boom, and it'll go up to the ceiling.
Theo has decided that he's the king of the world
in that bed.
He just loves how big it is. Mm-hmm. Now you could sleep three kids on that bed.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting you do. But you could.
Right. And I really love the flexibility of more beds because even already we have friends that like would come camping with me. Like I might have a girlfriend with a few kids and we would have so much fun doing a weekend getaway with just us and the kids.
And you could put like one of your girlfriends and her two kids on that bed. Easy. And they could just have that bed.
Yeah. And then below that, there's two sofas, right, that face each other. And these sofas are very comfortable to sit in. They also have these flip down armrests in the middle of both of them.
Which have cup holders,
right? But that can also flip up. So again, that flexibility. Then these couches can flip totally up against the walls.
And they can become a bed, mm-hmm. right? Yep. I mean, you can put them down together and it's another bed. Yep. There's so many options here.
Or you can put the table in the middle. So it comes with a folding table that fits in the middle of that. So if you want all the seating of a dinette space, you can have it there.
And you would have
card game,
very comfortable space for three adults on each side, on each couch with that big table in the middle for dinner or cards.
Right. All right. So that's a really good seating slash bedding area. I love the whole like going into the world of having like friends being able to every once in a while, not all the time, but for a couple of nights, it's fun and it's fine. And everybody can have a big slumber party.
I think we're thinking of this toy hauler as being a really great rig for having other families come for a night or two and have other friends come along. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, as you move into the toy hauler, we have our two captain's chairs. Okay. And they're directly across from the kitchen. You can also get a dinette there or a couch. And I think what is standard is just another one of those fold-up couches. So we paid a little bit extra. It was $337 extra to get two very comfortable captain's chairs, and they are recliners. And then a table can go in between the two of them. So that's what we liked because it took up the least floor space.
Yeah, and there was plenty of couch space for us. We didn't need more couch space, but we kind of like the idea of having our chairs, right? Like adult chairs. And Jeremy swears that he's not letting the kids sit in them, but that's not going to happen.
I may lose that battle, but
you are.
I don't know, but they love those fold-down couches.
But they have the fold-down couches, so that's okay. So we have our captain's chairs.
Because they get those flip-down tables with the cup holders.
Yeah, and we're not going to keep that table in probably for the most part, but we have it if we need it. Like
I don't think you're ever going to let me put that table in.
No, because I'm really into getting a really groovy set of like TV trays that like have their own rack and that people can just pull out as they want. That's my big idea.
Now, directly across from the captain's chairs is the kitchen, okay? And the kitchen is lacking counter space. All right, so that is definitely one of our concerns and one of the things we need to address here. So if you're doing the 360 tour, though, normally I would say there's no counter space. I can't own this RV. But to the left of the kitchen counter, there's a big open area. And we're actually going to have a piece of furniture built to put there, or we're going to get some kind of counter to put there, which will then give us plenty of counter space. And you might ask yourself, why didn't they make the kitchen counter longer? Well, because it's a toy hauler, and people buying toy haulers want to know, is it a 12-foot garage? Is it a 14-foot garage? They don't want that kitchen counter projecting into the garage area where somebody might want to put an ATV. But there is the space there for us to solve the problem and create very nice open counter space.
Yeah, and I'm going to do that and create storage for myself as well. So we have kind of like a short-term solution using some Cabela's gear that we have, and then we have a long-term solution, which involves like actual furniture. So you'll get the scoop on that as we go.
When we get that piece of temporary furniture from Cabela's, it's like a camp kitchen, we'll do a blog post about it.
Yeah.
Now, there are now two bunk beds in the kitchen tucked right behind the refrigerator that project out into the floor plan. They are big, nice, kind of 6 foot long bunk beds with curtains.
Curtains that go completely around.
And Max loves the top bunk. The child did not climb into the top bunk and say, I'm in the kitchen. He climbed into the top bunk and said, I'm home. This is my RV.
Yeah, he's got his little nook up there, and he liked it. He picked that. Theo picked the other big bunk. No
and
problem.
Wes basically got
lower bunk. The kid's three.
He didn't get a bunk.
He has to have the lower bunk. I mean, I feel bad for the kid, but eventually, if he gets big enough, I will do mandatory swapping. Like,
and there's
that's
a
just
cute little ladder
do.
Built into the sidewall that allows Max to climb up to the top bunk. So it's a really comfortable, adorable bunk setup. So all three of our boys have a permanent bed, the two bunks in the kitchen, and then the large queen bed on the Happy Jack. Now, it is as close to permanent as you can get. I mean, you have to push the button to lower the bed and push the button to raise the bed, and you could raise the bed with pillows and blankets on it.
Yeah, so you don't have to either. You could leave the bed down if you didn't care.
But you're going to want to be taking in the view of the ocean or the mountains.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like if you want to avoid that step, you can. We're just saying that we plan on doing that for aesthetic purposes. So now,
in that large open room that we just described, there are large windows and lots of light, which so many travel trailers are dark inside. Toy haulers aren't.
All right. So now, one of the features that I do like about this is when you walk in, there is actually some hallway space that I'm going to be able to do something with in terms of like mudroom storage. There's plenty of wall space there for my hooks that I like to hang up for all the jackets and, you know, raincoats and everything. I really think that we're going to be able to do stuff with shoes there and everything and not block up the whole hallway. I also love the pocket door going into the master bedroom. That was a big selling point for me. I wanted that pocket door. We like the walk around bed in the master.
You just went right past that bathroom. Oh. That bathroom has got me excited.
Yeah,
and you just walked on by.
It's bigger than our bedroom. I feel like staying in the super late line, we didn't get like the huge bathroom, right? Like it's still smaller, but
it is so much bigger than our White Hawk bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a comfortable full-size bathroom to me.
I feel like I have to be in it more.
I don't think they're going to feel that way, but compared to our it is twice the size of our White Hawk bathroom.
Okay. I feel like the bathroom I need more like
Stephanie needs some quiet bathroom time.
No, I just need experience.
I'll fill the bathroom up with AquaSoft and you can spend as much time as you want in there.
Stop. All right. So another thing about the bedroom, which we're really happy about the size, and that was a big thing. You've all heard us say that was like a major concern for us in the White Hawk, is there's a new feature in a lot of the travel trailers where there's like the cabinet that's to either side of the bed. There's a cutout, which gives somebody like a little bedside table with a charging station, you know, outlets and a place to put a little cup of water by the side of your bed and everything, which we didn't have in the travel trailer.
That's a game changer to me. Jayco started doing that the year after we bought our White Hawk.
Yeah.
And when I'm in bed reading at night and it's like midnight and I've got my book and I'm really tired, there's nowhere to put your book. I throw my book onto the floor.
Right.
Because there's nowhere to put it.
And if I put anything in front, like if I put anything on the little ledge I had, I couldn't open the door to my wardrobe cabinet. So it's like if there was anything there, I had to move it in order to open the door.
So you can keep your book there, magazine there, glass of water, your cell phone plugged in. Your side has an actual USB charging station. My side just has a plug. I'm assuming that's your side over by the door.
Yeah.
And now the thing I would say, and Stephanie maybe somewhat disagrees with me, the Jayco Octane Superlight 272, the bedroom to me is the size of a fifth wheel bedroom. Fifth wheel bedroom. It is so much bigger and spacious and more walk around than almost every travel trailer I've been in the last 5 years. And the ceiling's taller. So in a fifth wheel, you're not even going to have that tall ceiling. So I am in love with our bedroom and that sliding wood door for privacy. I can walk all the way around the bed and I can change over there. I just did not have room for that in the White Hawk at all. I wouldn't say it's my favorite feature in the Octane Superlight, but that bedroom's up near the top.
It is. Hopefully it'll live up to, we're obviously building that up a lot because we're really happy about it. Hopefully it'll be all that we expected. Or we won't be like, oh, wait, this didn't solve all the problems in the world like we thought
now,
it would.
If you think of the design of this floor plan, the bedroom is very private. It has the sliding wood door. And we thought it was very important to upgrade to 50 amp and get two air conditioners.
How much do we pay for that? Do you know?
So the 50 amp prep was $375. The second AC was $742.
Right.
So altogether, you're talking about a $1,000 upgrade. Now, I'm sure there's a vent for the air conditioning if you only have one AC. But just from our experience, we felt like that might not push enough air conditioning into the master bedroom. And we do camp in hot places in the summer on the beach and things. things like that. So we did make that jump and spend that money on the second AC.
I think that that's going to be one of those things that does cause a little bit of a rub for us, the 50 amp. Like, we are used to 30 amp. We are used to fitting in spaces with 30 amp, you know, and not having to worry about it.
Campgrounds more and more are upgrading 30 amp sites to also have 50 amp. So I'm hoping, you know, the first time that I can't get a site because I want 50 amp, I'll be annoyed.
Right. That's what I think.
Hopefully that it's not an issue. I mean, I don't know that the landscape of 50 amp versus 30 amp sites, because we've always had 30 amp, but I've never thought too much about it.
Yeah, but I can't sit back there and suffocate in the bedroom.
No, like I want that AC.
Yeah.
I like the white noise of it. Breathe. I mean, I don't want just the one vent. Now, the other thing while we're on it, and I never knew this, the 50 amp power cord is freaking gigantic. I mean, it is huge, and it doesn't retract into the RV. So on our White Hawk, you shove the 30 amp cord into the RV and it stores away. Now on the Octane Superlight, you unplug it on both ends and I'm going to have to store it in the storage bin. So that was like a mild downer for me to see that, because it's going to take up a lot of storage room storing that 50 amp cable. Now, if you have a fifth wheel, a lot of times they have some kind of retractable, you know, place that you can store that, but I'm going to have to get a bin or something to put that 50 amp cable in.
All right. Yeah, well, we'll add it to the list of things that we
but
need,
But
right?
I'm so happy to have that AC.
Okay,
it's
right.
Worth it.
Yeah, just you make some little tough decisions sometimes. Okay, so we already mentioned that we have the Thetford SantaCon.
We didn't mention it's a $487 add-on.
Okay.
We kind of at a certain point made a decision that we basically wanted every feature on this.
Yeah, I mean, right. I don't know that if we didn't do things like reviews.
It's content. Everything is content. So when we look at the option list, it's like, yeah, that's content.
Yeah, like that's interesting. And we also feel like it's like we feel a responsibility to our listeners. Like if this is an option, like we almost are like, well, let's try it. And so we can tell people whether we like it or not.
Yeah, we chose that option before Thetford came on as a sponsor.
I know.
So, you know, we were excited. Like, hey, we got the SantaCon coming. So we'll review that and talk about if we like that or not. And I hope we do.
Now, we did get something that is a huge, big deal in the travel trailer industry right now. And this is an add-on, too, that we decided to go with.
This was the ultimate add-on, right?
It was. Okay.
So we got a one-touch leveling system, right? So basically, we have a leveling system like a fifth wheel or a motorhome has a leveling system where we press a button and it automatically levels the rig.
If this works, I can't
imagine. I hate leveling the RV.
It's like it really almost pushes us to the edge
every
time. Because
it's always, you drive 8 or 9 hours and the kids are bursting out of the car. And then the last thing you want to do is to spend that extra 15 minutes to just level everything perfectly. Now, the Anderson camper levels have sped up the process and have made leveling easier, but I'm still really excited at the possibility of just pressing that button and the thing leveling itself. Now, that was a $2,241 upgrade. So that was the biggest option we decided to pay for, but it's all content, you know, and
well, it better work.
Yeah,
like I feel like leveling is such a chore in the sense that if you don't get it right, it kind of like annoys you the whole time you're there.
For a week somewhere and the RV's not level and every time you open a door it's swinging shut, or you know, Max and Theo have a bouncy ball in the car
that's rolling,
Cheerios are rolling and straight down the RV from one side to the other, you know, it gets annoying. I think a lot of us rush past getting the leveling right. Well, hopefully I'm not going to have to worry about that anymore because of this feature.
We need to appreciate it, I think. We spent a lot of money on it, so I think that we need to say, like, every time we pull in, we're like, wow, look how easy it is to level our travel trailer. Like, wow, this is like, I'd pay $5 to
have this. We'll do some Instagram
photos
of Stephanie modeling the one-touch leveling system.
Right.
Now, we did save $1,342 by not getting a fueling station. So we have no desire to have ATVs or motorcycles or anything that requires fueling. That's not why we want a toy hauler. And so we just decided not to get the fuel station because it's like, why spend the money on it if you're not going to use it? And I even asked Brent, because I was worried if we wanted to resell this in 5 years or something, if that would be a major flaw that it didn't have a fueling station. And he looked at what he called the take rate of how many people get the fueling stations on the Octane Superlights. And it was 50%.
Yeah.
So 50% of people get the fueling station. 50% don't, right? So the Octane Superlight line, you don't have to be a heavy toy person for right. this to be attractive. And that's a quick way to save over $1,000 and justify your one-touch leveling system.
Right. So we save there. Now, the large power awning, the power awning, like, it we have
$262 to get a power.
That's a no-brainer.
And it's an 18-foot awning. I love having a gigantic awning. I love it. There's going to be so much room under that awning for bicycles and toys and camp chairs. And, you know, we can sit outside when it's a rainy night and we'll be nice and comfortable. And there's obviously no slide on that side either. Having an electric awning is like a no-brainer for me.
Right.
$262. Like, yeah.
Like, you got to do it. But it is the tack-ons, right? So we did. We went through that list and we basically took most of the add-ons. But that's going to be like the difference. If you're looking right now, if you're looking at Octane Superlights, because we're talking about it, and you're like on one of the websites, you know, the camper websites, and you're like, gosh, I see this one for $30,000 and this one for $45,000. Like, what's the deal? This is the deal.
Well, in our model line in the 272, you could see a $10,000 price range. I'll grant you that. Now, you could save $5,000 right off the bat. You know, no second AC, no one-touch leveling system, no Sanicon system. You can get that mm-hmm. price down. Please get the retractable screen door. I just can't see you not regretting that if you buy a toy hauler and you don't have that screen door.
What do they call that? Penny-wise, pound foolish.
Yeah.
That would be penny-wise, pound foolish.
That's worth spending on. I mean, not everyone needs a one-touch leveling system, you know?
Yeah.
Now, the other thing to note about toy haulers is that they are wider and they are taller, right? So I wanted to just kind of run through the measurements on the 272. So it's 33 feet 11 inches long. Right, the exterior width is 102 inches. The exterior height is 144 inches. Now, that is wider and taller than a White Hawk, that's for sure. The interior height's 89 inches. Unloaded vehicle weight is just over 7,000 pounds. The dry hitch weight is 1,035 pounds. If you're thinking about a toy hauler, you need to understand that the tongue weight is heavier than a lot of other travel trailers because they want to balance the load out because you're going to be putting weight in the back. So just check that you're okay in terms of the tongue weight. I'm bumping right up against my limit, so I'm not going to overload the back of the pickup truck. I'm going to go very light on what I put in the back of the pickup truck to compensate a little bit, and then I have a toy hauler
to put
everything
else. But you're using the garage, right? Exactly.
Exactly. Okay. And then the gross vehicle weight rating is just about 10,000 pounds. The cargo carrying capacity is 2,900 pounds. We will never have that much cargo because we don't have the ATVs and all the motorized stuff. Now, check this out. This is exciting. The fresh water capacity is 102 gallons. The gray wastewater capacity, 45. The black water capacity, 45. Our tanks on the White Hawk for black and gray are 30 and 30. So we can really spend a lot more time filling up those tanks.
Yeah. Okay. That's gotten to be a real theme around here. All right. So anyway, I think that was a pretty good rundown of both why we wanted to go with the toy hauler and why we ended up doing that. And then also the toy hauler that we chose, right? And all of the features in it and everything. We don't usually spend time going so detailed through it, but people are interested and we get the questions. So we really wanted to lay it all out there. And then of course, we're going to be producing a lot of content in the coming year, you know, and beyond that, that talks about all of these different features. We're going to be really reporting back as to how we do without that outdoor kitchen, without that outdoor storage, you know, with less of that, with no kitchen counter space that we're used to, right? All of those things we're going to be reporting on.
Another little thing too, there is no bumper storage for your sewer line. Think about it. It's a toy hauler, so there's not that bumper there. Jayco does put in a little area where you can store your sewer line, but I looked in and it doesn't go that far into the rig. So I'm worried that my sewer line will not fit into that storage area. So I might need to be storing that in a bin too. We'll keep you posted on all those things. But overall, I am pumped about the Jayco Octane Superlight 272. I cannot wait to go camping.
Well, and I can't wait for everybody to hear the interview that we have coming up next with Brent. Okay. Brent Hammoud is the product developer, the lead product developer of all of the toy haulers at Jayco. And we've gotten to spend some time with him over the last few months, probably
Ran him through the ringer on this toy hauler purchase.
Oh my gosh, poor Brent. No, really, like I said before, I think he was like my handler.
Well, Stephanie wanted a reduced graphics package. She did not want all all the graphics on there. So she had to walk through that with Brent several times because he really wanted to make sure that he'd got that right. And boy, did
he. Well, Brent is one of the funniest people in the RV industry, hands down.
He is a funny guy.
He is funny. This
guy gets us. That's
why I think he's our handler. He knows how to deal with us. And this guy makes me laugh so hard all the time. I was cracking up going into the interview that we did. He's just fun, right? So,
and he gets our snark. Yeah. Which a lot of people in the Midwest, Midwest podcast listeners, sometimes that Jersey snark hits you the wrong way. Brent rolls with
classic
that.
Midwesterner. I mean, he grew up in the Midwest. He grew up in this area. He's snarky, right? So we can roll okay together.
Brent could survive in Jersey.
Yeah. No, he could.
Yep. He would. He would thrive here.
Brent, come to New Jersey. Brent's moving in the opposite direction.
Stay in Middlebury.
He's moving. But he's got so much creativity and design ideas. He really is always thinking about what the next thing is. And I just love seeing what he's coming
and
up
so
with.
So the point of this interview now, we talked so specifically about our unit, the Jayco Octane Superlight 272. Now Brent's going to kind of give us a tour of the whole line of Jayco's whole toy holder line.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Octanes and what's there and, who's buying them and everything like that. So here we go. Brent's the Senior Director of Product Development for Toy Haulers at Jayco, and I've wrangled him over here to kind of talk a little bit more on this episode about the Octane Superlight line. You've heard from Jeremy and myself why we chose this, but, this interview hopefully will be a little more technical and give you, the actual information from the guy who actually knows it. So
no
welcome
pressure.
To the show, Brent.
Thank
You're super
you.
Happy
you
to be
much.
Here, right?
Yes, absolutely. Super stoked.
And for the record, Brent is not. He's very nervous and he thinks he's going to say something, and I keep assuring him he's not.
She can edit it. It'll be fine.
My editing skills are fabulous. All right. So you are the Senior Director of Product Development for all of the toy haulers. How many lines are there total at Jayco?
So right now we have four lines. It starts out in our Octane SL line, which is our kind of entry-level toy hauler line. Starts out at our smallest unit being our 161, and then all that's going to go up to a 312, which gets into a 30 plus foot unit there with a separated garage space.
Right.
Then we have our regular Octane line, which is a laminated sidewall line, split garages most often on those. And we get up into a fifth wheel line called our Seismic Wave, which is kind of our entry level to fifth wheels in a toy hauler segment. And then we get into our luxury stuff, which would be Seismic.
That's just the Seismic.
Yep.
And that is the luxury toy haulers. But you're not supposed to call them that, right?
We have some different names for them. We'll call them luxury crossovers. I like to call them luxury fifth wheels that just happen to have a garage. But we think toy hauler is kind of an outdated name for the unit, so we try not to use it as often as we can.
Yeah, well, no, let's dive into that a little bit more. What do you think people picture when they, or, what they hear when they hear toy hauler? If you say, let me bring you into a toy hauler, what do you think people think?
Yeah, I think it shows we definitely get a reaction from people that have an old school mentality about the product. They think of it as these empty box man caves that you go into and everything's made of metal and it doesn't look very nice and it's not comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's just made to put dirty stuff in and to use like that.
I kind of always picture there should be one of those Budweiser fluorescent signs in the window of the old
I was thinking about
ones.
Using one of those, but
don't.
But what I think what they've developed into is truly more of a luxury style fifth wheel or a true travel trailer that happens to have this additional space. We don't even really want to call it a garage anymore because what we find is the customer base is using it so differently now than they were 5 years ago. So when we encounter people at shows or at lots, sometimes we'll get the reaction, oh, I'm not looking for a toy hauler. But some of our best dealers have become accustomed to when a customer comes in and says, I'd like to look at a luxury fifth wheel, that this is an option because that's truly what it is. But now we've got this kind of blank canvas in the back that you can paint with whatever picture suits you and your needs as
right.
you use it.
So, in the you're talking about the evolution here, and it starts out as almost, it sounds to me like the entire toy hauler was a box. It's the toy hauler was a garage at first, as empty as could be, and sort of you were going to put your ATVs, mm-hmm. your four-wheelers, whatever in it. And there was a bit of an evolution to kind of make it more of that garage separation along with the traditional luxuries of a travel trailer or fifth wheel. And now it sounds like you're even going further and saying, well, we can do even more with that separate room.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we want to provide an option that when you go inside, you don't feel like you're in a traditional toy hauler, that you're very comfortable, because our segment has gotten so much bigger. It's not just a guy who owns a Harley and wants to look cool on the weekends, right? It's a family like you guys.
Right.
It's a guy with two younger kids that owns a four-seat Razor. It's mm-hmm. somebody who wants to run a small business on the road. It's somebody who has pets and that's their space back there.
Right.
It's somebody who wants to, we had a guy buy one at the Hershey Show who runs a small business. He builds furniture and goes on the road, and he's going to use the patio to show it. And he's going to build it in the back, and that's where he's going to operate out of.
So almost the pop-up model, you know, of that pop-up shop where
right.
people are used to maybe taking some of those older vintage trailers to do that. Now the toy hauler might be a great option for
right.
that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's been the kind of evolution of the product, where our customer base has continued to push us to make the unit more comfortable and more livable
right.
and less boxy and utility trailer-esque.
Right.
And we think that we're getting to that point. We think that we're delivering on that. And that's the trend of everyone, I think.
The luxury and the livability of these seismics. I mean, you know, I just keep wanting to say it's huge, right? Like you just and you just say it doesn't matter. People buy them anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, truly what we're seeing from the industry is the bigger, the more expensive, the more it sells.
Yeah.
And we think that's crazy, but when we get into price point specifics, the most units are sold at a price point that's the highest. For fifth wheel toy haulers, and it's even a growth segment. It continues to get bigger every year for us. So every time we think we made a unit that might be too big, we're proven wrong.
Right.
So.
And now, is it also the more party decks there are, the more they sell? Because there seems to be more and more party decks every time I look.
Yeah, that's pretty popular to be able to hop off the side or off the back. I think it started as kind of a cool, trendy back patio type thing, but then we found a way to incorporate on the side, and maybe okay. we'll find a way to incorporate on the other side. I don't know yet.
Just keep them coming, right? And they'll sell. So, you know, those are your luxury models, and I can picture, I'm sure a lot of people buy these for seasonal spots, like parking. I mean, this is like a vacation home. Some
sure.
of these, especially the one I pictured it on our Instagram account, I can repost it, the one with the raised kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you feel like you're in a house,
right.
you know, holding court
right.
over the rest of your trailers. So it really does feel residential. Now, we didn't go in that direction.
Right.
We obviously went the whole other end of things
sure.
to your Octane Super Late line. And that's what, you know, most of this show is about. So I want to kind of zoom in on that. Because I think that when you're comparing the Octane Super Late, you can look at that and say that that is a similar product to a lot of other entry-level travel trailers
mm-hmm.
that are out there that people are looking at, right?
Right. Yeah, truly, from a Jayco perspective, you know, J-Flight's the number one selling travel trailer for years and years and years. And what we like to think about in an Octane SL is we're right in that segment. Our build's very similar. We're a little bit wider body to actually accommodate some of the larger toys and things out there. But so when you go on our coaches, we're actually a little bit bigger.
Right. I think Are we a foot wider than our travel trailer, than our White Hawk, I think, total?
Probably four to 6 inches bigger, generally.
Okay.
So we're a little bit bigger than that, but when you go in, you're going to see the same amenities. You're going to see an entry-level travel trailers across the board. You're going to see aggressive price points.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see units really small and all the way up to some, you know, 30, 35-foot plus travel trailers, which is really the lineup you see in almost any entry-level segment that's out there, whether it be our J-Flight stuff. Or even some of our lightweights. Those are similar lineups that you would see in those.
Right. So I think that like one of our main points here is that if you are in the market for that trailer, that J-Flight type of trailer, then you might be in the market for an Octane Super Late.
Absolutely. I think the more people who walk into them and see what's actually happening inside there, see the look, see the opportunities that you have with that additional space,
mm-hmm.
I think people are going to latch onto that. You know, in homes now, open concepts are all the rage.
Right?
This is truly as open a concept as you're going to find.
I feel that way. That's something that, you know, is I'm really trying to promote that about our toy hauler is that when I first walked in after being in a travel trailer for the last 5 years, I felt like I was walking into my open concept house. It was like the kitchen here, and the kids are over there, and you know, the reading room is over here because we have the captain's chairs,
right.
You know,
yep.
That we're just. I felt like I was at home where I, you know, have the kitchen leading into the dining room, leading into the living room, and that works for our family.
Right.
So if it works for our family at home, I feel like it's going to work for us on the road too.
Yeah, and I think what's unique about that space is that from a OEM manufacturer standpoint, we don't control that space. That becomes your canvas to mm-hmm. do with it as you please. And when I say that, I mean, we've seen everybody from who put in full size desks in there
right.
and work in that space. Right? If I build a unit with an office in it, I don't know how many of those I can sell, but
yeah.
if I build a unit and let you create that space, I open up a whole bunch of opportunities for you to do with it as what works for you and your family.
Yeah, it's so funny that you said that because I don't know if I had really thought about it being such a blank slate before, but we've certainly talked about it like that. Like Jeremy and I sit there and we say, how could we build sort of a workstation back there that could kind of go away and come back out again? Like what would that look like? And we also, I already have my whole concept for a little portable like island that I have measured out that's gonna like fit against the wall while
yeah.
we're traveling and be able to come out when you know we're parked. Like
right.
you're right, I've already started to customize my space in a way that I never did
right.
with the White Hawk because really there were less possibilities.
Sure.
There.
Yeah, with the space not being defined, you get to do some of that. And many times some of the best ideas that we come up with come from customers and people buying our units just like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say a portable island, I immediately think, hey, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we need
it's
to look at that.
Great idea.
Right? But those...
And you know what it's going to have, Brent? It's going to have like shelves that have the netting around it
oh,
so
okay.
I can store
there
the appliances
go.
That I have to put away
right.
every time we travel, right? My blender, my Instapot,
right.
and they're going to be there with that netting around it so it can't fall
Will
out.
Will you patent that and I'll have to buy it from you?
And then it's going to have those lockable caster wheels
right.
on the bottom. I got the whole thing in my head.
Yeah, but that's a great idea. Something we may not have thought of on our own,
mm-hmm.
But you bring that up and I immediately think, hey, that's a pretty solid idea.
Yeah.
Can we find a way to incorporate that? And we're always trying to get more innovative around how we use that space. That space, you know, the biggest, coolest thing that we've done to innovate it in really the last 4 or 5 years has been that kind of Happy Jack bed system where you've got a queen bed above, you've got two couches that
mm-hmm.
come down that make a bed, they fold apart, you can put a table in the middle, they fold down to cup holders. And that was like the newest, coolest thing, right?
Right.
Well, that's been out. Now we need to figure out what's the newest, coolest thing that we
right.
can do. So we're constantly coming up with ways to try to innovate that space. And
now,
maybe
but let's
some
not
of those
move
ideas
on.
Will come from you.
Yeah, sure. Let's not move on. Yeah, I know you love my ideas, right?
I do love that idea.
I drive you crazy, I know. So, but let's talk about that Happy Jack system mm-hmm. a little bit more because that is in our Octane Super League and it was a selling point for us. I consider it flexible space, right?
Right.
Like, and it can be so many things for our family. But, you know, one of the greatest features is the fact that it can be two huge.
Yeah, almost queen size beds.
Are they almost queen? I didn't know what the exact dimensions
and most
are.
People would put a queen size sheet on it
mm-hmm.
And it would fit fairly well. So you've got almost two queen size beds in there. So we open up a ton of sleeping space there. But then when you're not using it
right.
in sleeping space, it's retracted all the way into the ceiling. And reopens up all that floor space for you.
Right. So you can have two beds, or you can have the bed
mm-hmm.
and then the two couches.
Opposing couches. And there's a
you
posted
table. You can have
table
a table, right, that comes with it, or
mm-hmm.
you can kind of keep that tucked
yep.
away, which I think for us, we will keep that tucked away
mm-hmm.
a lot. I have to say, over the last 5 years of being in a travel trailer, I want TV trays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bring the TV tray back, right? So it's out when I need something to
right.
write on or eat on or anything like that. And then I can put it away and it's not in my way. Like,
right.
So I'm, like, loving that idea. So I don't know if the table's going to come out. So it can be that. Or you can actually put both beds all the way up,
all
which
way
is
up.
What you would traditionally do if you are traveling with a toy, right, in your
right.
garage.
Yeah, traditionally you'd open up that space. Now, the new version of the Happy Jack beds, actually the couches, when laid flat, similar to how they would be in the bed setup, can actually be unhinged and laid flat against the walls.
Oh, okay. So you don't even have to bring them.
You wouldn't have
up.
To. It would limit your width on the unit, but add height.
Okay.
So to accommodate some of the newer style toys out there, we have to be able to accommodate a little bit more height.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't want it that way, you leave them traditional way all the way up, and you've got the width.
So that's like an easy way to get rid of it if you want to go there. But I know that for us, we plan on keeping that bed made all the time and just. Mm-hmm. You know, after they've slept in it, that top bunk, it goes up to the top for the day to get it out of the way. So to me, that's great, you know, flexible seating. So there are 6 different floor plans in the Octane Super Lily. And I don't, you know, don't feel like you have to go through all of them. But just kind of speak to what you think is the range of those options that are out there, right? Like in 6 different floor plans, who are you speaking to with those?
So, and actually there's 7 now. There's a debut one here at Louisville. So 265,
is the one that's out there a debut? Okay, all right.
But
I'll get a picture.
I think what we're accommodating is we've obviously have to have a wide breadth from length and towability.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have stuff as light as, 161, which is going to be around 5,000 pounds unloaded dry weight. And then we're going to have everything as big as a 312, which is kind of our first separated garage space SL.
Okay.
It's a Murphy bed floor plan, so it's a little different than anything we've done in the SL before. And that's going to get you up in like the 37, 38 feet range, and it's gonna weigh close to 8,000 pounds.
So it's pretty big for
an
SL.
So you've got a wide swath there. What we're really trying to accomplish is we want to keep weights down, so you're not going to find any of our SL floor plans with slide outs. So we want to keep weights down, lengths down, and frankly, price down,
right?
This is a competitive price product. And so we want to keep those things limited. But in some of these units, we've had to get creative around how do we get bigger toys into them. The trend truly from a traditional toy hauler buyer has transitioned from kind of your guy who owns a Harley and wants to put his bike back there to this 4-seat Razor guy.
Yeah.
Who needs way more garage space than we were used to giving up on units. Most of those are coming stock at 12 feet. And really, once they get the unit in, nobody wants to have an inch on each side.
Right.
So we really have to accommodate 12, 6, 13, 14 feet.
For the people that aren't very good at that parallel parking.
Right, for the people who struggle to park that thing a little bit.
Right.
So you'll find some different floor plans that accommodate that, too. And then we have our floor plans that are very small, with just kind of your necessity living space, where you've got a bed, a bathroom, a kitchen, and open space.
Well, just like the travel trailers, I feel like you do have that sort of one room, 2 rooms, or 3 rooms.
Right.
Right? Like, you're either having that one room that you just walk in, like at those $10,000 price points for the travel trailers, where it's like the Murphy bed up front, the 2 bunks, you know, it's all right there. Or you can go to that 2-room where you have a separate master.
Right.
And the living space. Or you guys now have the 3-room where you have the garage, the living space, and then the bedroom separate.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to think about which of those options fits you.
Yeah, and then your floor plan that you guys chose is actually pretty unique for us. It's really our only unit with traditional bunks in it that is dedicated sleeping space. And you don't have to utilize the Happy Jack system if you want to sleep additional people. So it's a little bit unique there. We think it's great because it gives kids their kind of own space that they own.
Yes.
And it's not this like, oh, I sleep in the living room or I sleep in the garage, right?
Right.
It's true traditional space that they've always had in a
travel trailer. Right.
But they keep it in our toy hauler, in our
Octane. Well, that inspiration speaks to a family like ours perfectly, because that's when we knew we wanted to move into the toy hauler, you know, area. Our one problem was that we have that bunkhouse in the White Hawk, and it is truly our kids. It's theirs. Like, they have such ownership over that bunkhouse, and they love that place. Like, that's like a home to them, you know. And the idea of giving up that designated bed space for our kids was really our one big hang up from moving from the travel trailer to the toy hauler. And this is the floor plan that gave us that. You know, we might have moved up to an Octane.
Right.
You know, and not stayed in the super light line if they had. But that designated bed space for us as a family on the road traveling is so important. So.
Yeah. And I think that reason. And then I know that you guys actually, when you bought your SL, you guys took the fiberglass sidewall option. We're now offering an SL. Which we didn't have a year ago.
Okay.
So for anyone who's out there looking at them who prefers that traditional kind of fiberglass finish on the outside, that's an option on all the SL
stuff. Oh, so that wasn't an option last year. That's new.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys will be one of the first that are taking that fiberglass sidewall
trend-setting,
option.
Brent.
Yeah, of course.
Trend-setting.
Yeah, definitely. So you'll have that that option that we weren't offering before. But now for those people who want to get into that traditional fiberglass or those areas that tend to see a lot of hail and things like that, we've got that option for them. And even our SL product. You don't have to go all the way up to an octane to get that. You can stay in our SL stuff and that really competitive stuff. But just add that option.
Yeah, we felt like we could fancy up the SL a little bit. Like we added, you know, the second air conditioning unit and everything. So you really can, even though we wanted to stay in that because we like that floor plan.
Right.
We also do like a lighter trailer.
Right.
But it was nice that we did have options to.
And you took
add.
Our new travel trailer leveling
we
that we're
did.
Offering at Jayco. So
I think that we might be more excited about that. Like, so we will be doing like. Entire reviews on that. And I mean, we don't even know what to make of the fact that this is going to be a part of our life.
Yeah, it's
it feels
a very
fancy.
Cool system. Yeah, it is fancy,
it's
right?
Fancy.
It's what's offered in all the big big toy haul or big traditional fifth wheel stuff. And now you can get it in our most entry-level products at Jayco. We're offering travel trailer leveling on everything. So
that's amazing, and we can't wait to use it for the first time.
Yeah.
We were a little slanted last weekend in our last
trip. When you had to level your own thing,
we're a little slanted. So we're excited about that. We also have some of the other options, and we'll be like going through all of them with you know our audience as we explore them over the course of the winter, because we'll be in that trailer over the course of the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not waiting until spring.
Hopefully real soon.
When, Brent? No, just kidding. I'm just teasing you because that's what I do. I give Brent a hard time. All right. So let me ask you this. What is your number? Like, what is your consumer feedback on the things people love most about their toy hauler? Like, when you hear feedback, what are people saying about, you know, this? I tried a toy hauler and just this blew me away, or I'm so happy. I can't believe, you know, we didn't have this before.
Right. I think, you know, depending on the line, it'll change a little bit. But so specifically in the SL stuff, we find people really like the fact that we do a laminated floor in that unit compared to your traditional truss floor. We find a lot of the comments are just on overall look, right? Mm-hmm. That they walked in the unit and didn't expect to see what they saw. That they didn't expect to see the basically the higher end look that they're getting. They might see in some other travel chairs, but that wasn't the expectation when they walked into a toy hauler.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, yeah, SL, it's not one of these luxury crossovers, of course, but the finishes are kind of nice.
Right.
I mean, I do kind of feel fancy.
Yeah. What you would find in any of our traditional travel trailers, right? We don't cut any corners in our toy haulers, per se. It's built just like anything else we build at Jayco. It's got all the Jayco commonality stuff we talk about in all of our lines.
Right.
So we don't cut any corners when we're building the toy hauler. Actually, a lot of times we bulk it up. Because we do have to accommodate those guys who truly are going to use it traditionally and put big, heavy toys in the back.
Right. So you're actually guaranteeing, in a way, that you know we have added benefits that we're not even going to use.
Right.
Because we're not going to. Although somebody says there's a bet out there on us in a golf cart or something like that. Supposedly, there's a lot of chatter on how long it's going to be before the Puglisi's actually do have like some sort of toy that's going in the back. And you know what? That's the whole thing. Is it doesn't matter. I have options.
Right.
I can get something if I want to get it because I can move it around now.
Yeah, and the way you guys are going to use it, you open up that possibility, but how hard is it to get a kayak or something in a traditional travel trailer? Right? Are you going to strap it to the
roof? There might be bad words said.
Right?
There might be. And or racking.
Right.
Which is something that is expensive, and it's very difficult to do the racks in a safe way, right? Especially when you have bikes also. Like, we have a family of five. We have five bikes. We have two kayaks that we travel with, and we'll probably have more.
Right.
Paddle boards. All this stuff. Like, we can't get racks for all the stuff we like to travel with.
Right. Yeah, and I think, and you said it best, I think, that you've got that option now. right? If your lifestyle changes, if things change and you do decide, hey, you know what, it's time to buy a golf cart or whatever your toy might be, right? You never had that in a travel trailer, you'd be out buying a whole nother unit.
Right.
Right? And, and I don't think people want to do that every year or every time. So with that, you know, space that we've created this kind of blank canvas with, no matter what happens in the next couple of years, I think that the unit will adapt to what you want it to be.
It better, Brent. Because otherwise, we're coming for you.
We'll always build you another one.
I know you will. Look, we are looking at this as really like our next long-term investment in our family, because that's how we always look at our RV, as an investment in our family.
Sure.
And we cannot wait. You know that. We're very excited.
I'm excited for you.
I know. I know. And we'll have you back on if we have anything to complain about. No, I'm just kidding.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Brent Hammoud for that great interview. We really appreciated his time. We look forward to seeing him again, hopefully, at the Florida RV Super Show. And thank you so much to listening to episode 121 of RVFTA. Say hello to the Jayco Octane Superlight Toy Hauler. Big thank you to Thetford. Big thank you to Cabela's. And a big thank you to Progressive.
Did you know that adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you're out there on the road seeing the sights? Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV to learn more.
See ya at the campground in our shiny new toy hauler.
Bye-bye.